Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to the Strengths and Skills podcast. Today with your hosts, Nick Tibusek.
Woohoo!
And me, myself, and I, Dennis.
The Piccolo.
The Piccolo. So, today's episode will be about how you train your legs at home if you don't have a barbell available. And we will do this episode like one we did a few episodes ago, kind of ask the expert episode, since we have Nick here, who's an expert in leg training. Every way possible, we will just ask him everything about it. So let's start off with the first question, which is, how do you structure a leg training nowadays when you're at home and you don't have almost no equipment available?
Actually, you have to keep in mind, usually you would train your legs pretty hard if you train your legs. So right now, it is a little bit difficult to train your legs with loads of mechanical stress. So there are different stressors to the muscles, which is also, of course, the mechanical stress on your muscles. But of course, there's also the metabolic stress on your muscles. And right now, if we are at home, usually if you don't have a home gym with some barbells and weights and stuff like that, it's pretty hard to get a lot of, or at least a certain amount of mechanical stress on the legs. So what we have to do right now is to bring loads of metabolic stress to the legs. And this is in the end, the quest we have right now on this leg gaining journey. And so I would recommend, usually you should train a muscle group twice per week. In these times where you don't, where you just don't train with that much mechanical stress, and the way you will train will not be too hard for the central nervous systems, I would go for 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very, very nice, because you see many people do like full body workouts nowadays, and I think it's good to hear that if you train legs and you want to train them hard, you will need a lot of volume, I guess.
Yes.
And you need like to have a full session where you only think about your legs.
Definitely. So it's definitely time for some proper leg days.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
And I also think really killing your legs right now is pretty okay, as you don't walk anywhere.
At least you get your steps in during the workout.
Yeah.
So, looking at the legs, let's look at the single muscle groups, and starting off with the quads. So how would you recommend you train the quads? If you just have a few resistance bands, maybe some weights laying around, but no barbell.
Actually, I would go for loads of single legs things, as I think this is the way to go right now, where we can load the most mechanical stress on the muscle as possible. As when you're a 80 kg person, you have to at least, what will it be, like 60 kg to pistol squat, if you squat your pistol squat yourself then. And this leads me to the first thing. Most people will think pistol squats are now the best exercise you can do. Actually, I don't think so. Especially for those who usually don't do pistol squats and maybe don't have the right mobility and all that stuff, it might be that it is better to start off with some different progressions of the pistol squat first and get your airborne lunges in, get some step ups in and all that stuff. Maybe some pistol squats on a chair or a box or something, so that you're not so much limited by your mobility. And then the very important thing right here is you have to make sure that you can stabilize the leg, the single leg in the pistol squat. And what I see from a lot of people now is they have their leg anywhere, but not in a controlled position. And that's something that can lead pretty fast to some knee problems. And this is why so many people think pistol squats are bad for the knees. They aren't. It's just you performing them not too well. So this is something, develop it and earn the pistol squat. And then the pistol squat is an amazing tool to still train the legs pretty hard. And of course, train it, yeah, in a proper way. You know? Mm-hmm. So for me, in the first thing for the quads, I would go for single leg exercises. And here's to notice, it's very much about how much your knee travels forward. And here to say, a knee above your toes is completely okay. You won't die from this, and your knee won't either. just to get this 80s knowledge out of your head. It's 2020. This is a very, very important one. So if you do something like airborne lunges or step ups or any kind of lunging, make sure to stay very upright. Mm-hmm. So that will lead to a knees traveling pretty much forward. And this involves your quads a lot more. The more you lean your upper body forwards will lead to shifting the whole center of the mass you're moving right now more to the hips. And the more upright you are, it will shift more to the knees. And when you want to hit the quads, it's pretty important that most of the weight is more into direction of the knees, as then the quads work more. That's about the functional anatomy right here. So that's how biomechanics work. So that's pretty important for you to know. So if you want to hit the quads pretty good, make sure to stay very upright in your movements. Make sure to really to bend the knee.
Very, very nice. And what about explosive movements? What do you think about those?
Right now, a great exercise to really keep the muscle fibers firing. So it's completely okay to do some jumping squats. I would recommend to do them always in the beginning. So start off with some jumping squats, but it's very important. You absolutely don't do like 20 reps of jumping squats. You do more like 4 to 6 reps maybe. And make sure to really jump as high as possible, as this will lead to your muscle fibers will fire the most they can. And that's a very important one. So every kind of jumps, it's very important to jump as high or as wide as possible right now. It's completely okay to go into on the street and jump a little bit, do some frog jumps and stuff like that. But do it in the beginning and make sure to don't have a person with you. That's very important. Be alone when you go out. that's a very important one. Don't do too many reps on explosive stuff, as if you do many reps, it just shows that you didn't went in with all the power you have. That's very important to say for this.
Very, very nice.
And when you had them, afterwards, you can go for single leg exercises. And mm-hmm. after the single leg exercises, I would recommend for maybe some stuff like sissy squats, kneeling sissy squats and that stuff. And then go for maybe some chest squats or like stuff like that. Yeah, fill up a backpack with some weight and make sure to have that weight right in front of you, like in a goblet squat. It can be a backpack or anything you have at home. And also here, make sure to stay as upright as possible in the squat. To
very, really very nice.
The quads. That's a very important one.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So next one up, hamstrings. How do I train the hamstrings?
The hammies. Let's start off with my favorite exercise for the hammies. I would recommend the Nordic curl. So that's an exercise that will kill you. I talked about it a lot already.
Yeah. We had half an episode about the Nordic curl and how awesome it is. So if you're not doing it already, you're doing everything wrong.
Yes. It's kind of, if you can perform it pretty well, I would say it's like, and I always say that, it's like the lower body front lever. So Nordic curls will be the exercise to go for the hammies. And that's a very, very good one. And you can do all kind of variations of Nordic curls. So just the negative or bending the upper body in the hip and stuff like that. It's always okay as long as you develop progression over progression and over progression. And it should lead up into a full range of a Nordic curl in the end. So grab your daddy. You should hold your legs and you just do your Nordic curls, or grab anyone who's living in your house or flat to help you with this. Or what I actually recommended to a client of mine, I told him, yeah, put your feet below your car. That's a pretty good way.
Yeah, or under the sofa. I used to have a sofa where I could do that, I remember.
You're heavy. Mm-hmm. Probably won't work with your sofa.
Yeah, but I put weights on it or a person that sits on top of it.
It's absolutely perfect.
But you have to wear shoes, otherwise it's...
Yeah. But that's something you learn pretty fast, usually.
Yeah.
Yes, the Nordic curl is, of course, the main lift. I would say it's the best one. But another one that is absolutely underestimated, and it's very athletic, but it's sprints. I would go for sprints, actually. Make sure to warm up really properly, and make sure, of course, if you do sprints, you probably don't do that in your living room. You probably do this outside. Be alone doing this stuff again, yeah? In these corona times. Do your sprints, do them maybe up a hill, do like 50, 75, 100 meters of sprints. Yeah, don't go for fucking 400 meter sprints, what the fuck. But do some sprints, do them really, really fast with everything you have, and you will feel that in the hammies, you will feel that in the quads, and of course in the glutes too. So sprints are a killer. If you look at good sprinters, actually, these guys look amazing. They have really fat quads, big hammies, and glutes. I love it. These guys look great.
And calves.
And calves, fucking hell. another good exercise for training at home, which is actually for most possible, is doing kettlebell swings. And it's very important here to say, this is something you should be able to do them properly. So if you learned them, it's good. If you didn't learn them, you should find somebody who may can teach you that. Maybe via an online Zoom thing or something. It's pretty hard to do so, but I think it's possible. It's something you should be able to perform well before you just jump into it. And it should be a hard style Russian swing, not this CrossFit American swing where you swing it overhead or the soft style swing. So this should be a really explosive, hard movement with a lot of body tension, to say that. But of course, for the hammies, you can also do some single leg exercises. Yeah, all kinds of single leg deadlifting. So here again, you can lift your sofa, put someone on the sofa, put some weights on the sofa and lift it up single leg, and you will see single leg exercise is actually a pretty good one. You can also take the backpack again and deadlift that one. That's a pretty good thing. And of course, you can do loads of different variations of leg curls. So get yourself some rubber bands from Via Fortis or Garnation and do some leg curls with that. But you can also do some leg curls with the rings, actually, from Pull Up and Dip or Via Fortis. This is an amazing tool for this. And of course, you can also, if you have a slippery floor, just do them with something below your feet and curl your own body weight right there. So that's actually also pretty good exercise.
Yeah.
Be very, very creative with that stuff.
Very nice. I think we covered the hamstrings too. Abductors and adductors.
Actually, I think if you do bigger movements and all this stabilizing stuff with all the single leg exercises, this is most of the time pretty well covered, as you don't need too much of that in there, as these muscles work all the time during single leg exercises, so they are already included.
Yeah.
But if you want to train them more isolated, there are some bodyweight stuff, things you can do. This is also Cossack squats in different variations, turning the feet out like Son Goku or don't. Actually, if you want to train the adductors pretty much more, it's better to keep the foot on the floor. And another good thing is doing like stuff in the sumo stance, like the horse stance and all that stuff. So there is a reason why all these martial arts always have this in their strengthening parts of the training included. So to strengthening adductors, abductors, and that stuff. So of course, you can do all the big booty influencer workouts for that with some bands and all that stuff, where you move the leg from the left to the right against any kind of resistance.
You do crab walks and whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, you can definitely do so. But please have in mind, these exercises are more of activation drills than a real workout. So it's better to make bigger movements if you really want them to grow. Yeah.
Very nice. So I think we can get to the second to last point, the glutes.
The glutes.
The glutes.
used to say we have the glutes, of course, always involved in where you have the hammies and the quads in. And every time you do your body bigger movements, not so isolated like a leg curl, when you do like lunges and all that stuff, the glutes are always included. Actually, they had a study. I don't know if it was a complete new study or it just popped up in my world, where the step up is actually the one which is the exercise with the most glute activation you can have. And that was pretty interesting. I think it was at the same time when this popped up with the
with the full ROM squat. I think it was a general review about glute hypertrophy in compound movements versus isolated movements or something in that direction, yeah.
I think it was exactly all the one big thing right there. So the squat one against the hip thrust. Yeah. Booty gainer out there, squat more to develop a bigger booty. And do your step-ups, actually. So these are a good exercise for this, but of course, any kind of hip thrusting is, of course, an amazing tool right now to work the glutes well. Of course, you can do them also single leg, as usually if you do them bilateral, you will need weight, a lot of weight. So it's the better way to do them single leg. And if you do them single leg, you won't need that much weight. So here's again the backpack, which is a very good way to work the glutes here pretty well. Of course, you can do all the band stuff here too. So doing all the exercises banded is a pretty good one. As the pretty interesting thing is, when you use bands for this, they're probably most stretched on your peak contraction of the glute. And that's actually a pretty good thing.
Mm-hmm.
As this is perfect from the curve you have of the exercise.
Yes, strength curves, yeah. And I think in all these exercises, everything that's legs at home, really, really focus on the muscle you're working. So really think about squeezing it hard.
Yes, that's a very, very important one. So really make this muscle-mind connection and really feel the muscle, like the bodybuilder always say. Even if it's the frog pumps and or pull through or something, what you can definitely do at home with a band or something. So there are several exercises. Yeah, you can also, of course, do all the classic gym exercises banded. You know, using just a stick and some bands. If you want to have some exercises like this, just check out Xenia Tasmin on Instagram, and she has, I think, some story highlights with amazing, great stuff of how you can do some banded exercise. Mm-hmm. That's mostly it. Yeah,
that covers it all. So let's get to the last muscle group, the calves. How do you train the calves?
So for the calves, it's pretty important to say that the calves are usually a muscle group that you move on all day. So when you have like this big amount of volume on your calves, you need to know that you usually have to hit it with a harder volume now. And looking at the muscle fibers, these are muscle fibers which are tend to for big volume, not big usually.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good if you have loads of reps on the calves. But what is very, very important is make a slow negative, control the whole movement. Don't use, what is Achillessehne?
The Achilles tendon. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah.
That was too easy. Fucking hell. Don't use that one too much, as you don't want to bounce into it. You want to work the muscle. That's a very important one. People always tend to just bounce into the stretch of this one and bounce up again. So that's not how the calf gets involved. So you want to have a slow negative, staying in the stretch maybe for a second, and then squeeze it out. Really make it happen that you squeeze up really, really much. So really work that muscle and don't go for too high weights, as most people tend to work too much weight right there and lose the last part of really squeezing up. And that's a very, very important one right here there for the calves. And I'm talking about as someone who gained like 2 centimeters of calves last year, I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah. Something you can be proud of though.
I do. That's why I don't have any statics. It's the calves. So this is something you should think about very much when you do your calf training. So right now when you do it at home, try to do it single leg, as probably if you do it bilateral, this will lead up to like 1,000 reps, and that may be a little bit too much, William. Actually, what I do right now is doing them banded,
mm-hmm.
single leg, and that works very well for me. I love it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think we got it all covered now.
I have one last thing.
One last thing, yeah.
Now that we train legs at home, it doesn't mean you don't train it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to still stay in the same rep ranges of, don't know, 1 to 12, maybe 20 in the more isolated exercises, but stay in the lower ones and really make your exercises really, really, really hard in the way you move your body. I know there is not that much weight. I know you have troubles doing so, but this is up to you, and you are the one who's responsible for this right now. So train it hard and don't have any excuses of, I don't have weights. Yeah, then find a harder progression. Do it.
Very nice. I think that's it for today. Thank you for listening. If you liked the episode, screenshot it, share it, tag us, all the fun stuff, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, I would love to see some videos where we are tagged in you training your legs really, really hard. Now show me some pain faces on Instagram. I would love to see that. And take care, stay healthy. See you next time.